Thank you, Lord, for the soldiers you've called to your heart. And thank you for empowering and stretching us through adversity. What an honor it is to serve you. Today was an entire day of spiritual warfare. Our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world's rulers of darkness and of this age, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. And the Lord is teaching us more and more about doing battle. And as soon as we learn, we're going to pass it on to you. And no matter how much of a coward I was when I signed up, he has committed himself to teaching us how to supplant the enemy and bring his schemes to ruin. And this calls for perseverance, courage, faith, and total reliance on our Lord. The enemy is trying to destroy us, dear ones. He has it in for this channel. But they haven't picked a fight with me or you or any other human. Rather, they are fighting directly against God. And as long as we obey Him and stay in the ring, He will have a victory. The battle was very intense, but at the end, the Lord revealed to us that a sex trafficking ring had been caught in the act of human sacrifice. They were arrested, and scores of children were released from a terrible fate. All glory to God. It is only a matter of time with these covens. Our president knows who the real enemy is, and he's organized and set in motion God's very own people to bring them down. But the battle is intense, and we can all be tempted to give up. But when God lives inside of you, you are no longer a coward, for no one can overcome Christ living in you. And the amazing part of this is that our enemies set out to destroy us, but the Lord used the suffering and the challenge to bring down a whole network of sex traffickers. So anything that you suffer for the Lord, He turns into a tremendous benefit. And Jesus began, I know the trauma you and many on this channel have been going through. These are the days that will determine your next few years. The network of evil is so well developed and positioned that it is one mighty task for God Almighty to take it apart, piece by piece. I have chosen Donald Trump to spearhead these things because he is a man who gets things done and doesn't quit. I want all of you to be like him. This requires a great deal of perseverance in standing up to great punishment and adversity and not being overcome by it. There is nothing, no one, that can overcome me, and I live in you. So anything is possible to the most cowardly and weakest of souls. You only have to call on me and I will get you through, even as you witness today. Jesus continued, there are many things being accomplished through these trials. The vision that was given has already happened 100 times over in different parts of the world. Children are being rescued, but the price is high, including the martyrdom of the little ones. Yes, I consider them martyrs, because their little souls agreed to this destiny when they were sent into the world to offer their bodies as a living sacrifice. Yes, I know many of you will not receive what I am saying. You will consider it too cruel to be me. But you are thinking as man thinks, not as heaven thinks. I have spoken to Claire about this many times before. Some have a very specific and short destiny, and they preferred an early death to living to a ripe old age on this earth so full of sorrows. Now they have been welcomed into their eternal reward, and the memory of past suffering is totally wiped away and replaced with unspeakable joy. Trust me on this, these souls understood life, death, and eternity much more clearly than most, and they chose their options wisely. Do not mourn for them. They are with me in heaven. but there is still an enormous cleanup work to do. Your greatest obstacles to justice are those entrusted with justice who have taken bribes to allow these heinous crimes to continue. There must be an overthrow of corrupt officials so that honest ones can be put in the position of sentencing these crimes. Trafficking has flourished because nothing substantial has been done in the judicial system. Rather, the elected and appointed ones are themselves in bondage to the sex slave trade. Only with the people rising up and saying no more will they be taken down and replaced with the people's choice. This is where your prayer efforts need to be. When justice is served, what was an easy, sleazy dollar has changed to become 20 years in prison without parole. Then you will see men making an honest living and no longer preying off of innocent souls. The laws must be painful and binding to stop this wickedness. And that's where you, my people, come in. Take to task those corrupt judges who slap the hands of those who have snuffed out countless innocent lives and then set them free to resume their life of torturing. Make your voice heard. It is your country, your prayers, and your vote that will change things. You are well on the way in this area because you have an aggressive president, and he is bringing pressure to bear on those in third world countries and developing nations that refuse to comply, as well as the states here in America that have circumvented the legal system and created roadblocks to justice at every turn. In the meantime, these many and varied sufferings that have besieged you in these days, I have deliberately allowed to bring your prayers to fruition. And basically, if you have prayed with all your heart, you will also suffer to back up your prayers. The greater your commitment to stopping this evil, the greater the sufferings you will endure. But never more than you can handle. Never. Yes, I may allow you to get to the edge, but I will rescue you when it looks like there is no more hope. So never give up. Lord, was there anything else? Yes, there is so much more, and it's all about my love for each of you. My unconditional love causes me to suffer alongside you when things are so difficult. I never leave you on your own, and you will not know until heaven exactly how much I lifted off your shoulders by my own sufferings on your behalf. But suffice it to say, you do not suffer one-tenth of what I suffer as I stand by and comfort you. I take on the lion's share because I hate to see you in such pain and dilemma. By the way, to your enemies, I have made you a brass wall. Look closely. Pay attention, especially when you receive me in communion. I am right there by your side, and I will show myself to you so you understand you are not alone in this. I have delivered you. I will continue to stand with you. And together we will overcome not only your flesh and the world, but the enemy, and you will grow in sanctity. I am with you, dear ones. Don't give in.